Perfect.
Hello, my name is Father Boniface. I am a Benedictine priest and monk of St. Vincent Archabbey in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and so grateful to have the chance to talk with Bishop Daniel Thomas, Bishop of the Diocese of Toledo in Ohio. Bishop Thomas, you just welcomed the Culture Project International into your diocese as the Midwest hub, and you've made a commitment to them, and they've made a commitment to you. Tell us a little bit about how that decision came about.
Sure. Thanks, Father Boniface, so much. And it's a delight to be with you and our listeners, and so happy to share the good news and the excitement about the Culture Project. The Culture Project missionaries have been with us in the Diocese of Toledo already for 3 years. And we've been working very closely and carefully with Christina Barba with excitement of the possibility of having a Midwest hub, because we know that they have a hub in Philadelphia, where they began. We know they have a hub in Los Angeles. So I think I was trying to twist Christina's arm, and I think she was trying to twist mine. So we twisted together. We didn't play Twister, but we twisted arms together. And I think most of all, the Holy Spirit was twisting our arms to make this happen. And so I'm extremely delighted, because these missionaries have brought a great sense of the integrity of sexuality, the understanding of the human person as created by God and intended by God, the understanding of who we are to be as created in His image and likeness, and bringing all of that in a particular way to our young people and to their families. So we know that certainly in the home and in school, in our Catholic schools in particular, and in our religious education programs, they receive that good news, but to have it solidified, encouraged, and even drawn out by these groups of young missionaries of the Culture Project is, I believe, a great gift to our diocese. So I'm excited that they have been with us and will continue, and now even more excited that even as they grow, I know they've been talking to other dioceses nearby us and in the Midwest. So to be that hub where they might be able to branch out from is a gift. And I think hopefully we can do our part to announce that good news together with them. And of course, part of that agreement is that they're going to have an office in the Diocesan Pastoral Center for the diocese. And so we'll have a presence of their good young people and certainly continue, please God, our already good relationship.
And you mentioned the importance of the young in that, both those they speak to in the high schools and colleges, and also the missionaries themselves are young people, not long out of college. And so there's a special ministry, and you're really empowering the young in your diocese.
And I think that young people hear young people is very, very important. Now, one of the Culture Project missionaries shared with me that there are already coming up some issues where even they themselves are not familiar necessarily with the social media or other things our young people are dealing with. So you see how rapidly things are changing, which is all the more highlighting the importance of these young people proclaiming the truth about our bodies, the truth about the understanding of who we're created to be, our sexual integrity and identity. And I know that it impacts our young people, because I read the reports, of course, that we get after they've been with us as missionaries for a year. And they are impactful visits that are encouraging our young people to think seriously about who they are and about their bodies. And of course, as I've said so many times, Father Boniface, it almost feels and seems as if our present culture has literally pulled the carpet out from under us. And so what's left is our faith and proclaiming our faith and who we understand ourselves to be as Catholic Christians. Yes. So I really do believe that their mission is extraordinarily important for the church today. And I do believe also that many of these young people, even after they leave being Culture Project missionaries, they're going to serve the church as faithful, vibrant Catholics. I believe both as husbands and wives themselves. I already know some of them who have married recently. I know that they'll serve the church as faithful single persons, and I know some of them will probably serve the church in a vocation as a brother, a sister, or a priest. So that is, I think, filled with nothing but hope for the church and for the future.
And I note, Bishop, that the participation of the lay faithful in the mission of the church is was one of the dreams of the Second Vatican Council, and has taken a few years to come to pass, but I think they're an example of that.
Boniface, we had a professor in the seminary who used to say it takes 50 years after a council for the church to understand what the council really meant and for it then to be truly implemented. Mm-hmm. And I think we're seeing that happen. And remember, Pope St. John Paul II spoke about a new springtime for the church. Mm. I believe that this new springtime is evident in so many faith-filled and faithful young Catholic people. And, you know, we've just heard in the recent USCCB meetings that it's, you know, young people are turning away from the church at younger and younger ages. So unless we reach them at a very young age, which really is late elementary school and early high school, then they may be, you know, they may be struggling all the more. And that's why our Culture Project missionaries go into our high schools and into our grade schools, our elementary schools. They speak to our young people in religious education and, of course, also to their parents.
In speaking with the Culture Project recently, I learned that, especially in your diocese, they are known for repeat visits, that there are not only sort of once-and-done teaching opportunities, but there are relationships that are being built.
And I think, you know, we Pope Francis encourages accompaniment, you know, and that accompaniment, really, if there are repeat visits, then they can accompany, and oftentimes those young people have gotten to know and to be able to trust these young Culture Project missionaries. That's a beautiful thing, because then maybe they can open up to them in a way that they can't, even to others. But then the Culture Project missionaries can encourage them opening up further, perhaps, even to their families, their parents, their priests, and maybe their teachers.
And you just mentioned the word trust, and I think also speaking about sexuality, there are some real wounds in the church in our time in those areas. And how exciting to have the Culture Project rebuilding trust and giving the positive message on sexuality to our people.
Absolutely, because so often, as we know, so often we in the church are categorized as, you know, the church of no, in quotes. Mm. But in effect, you know, the Culture Project missionaries, I think, help us as a Catholic church to have other people recognize this is completely a church of yes, in quotes. Mm. That is, yes to the Lord's intention for our bodies, yes to the Lord's invitation to the true meaning of love, yes to, you know, the faithfulness of what marriage means and the sanctity of marriage between one man and one woman. So we're a church of yes, yes to truth, yes to reality, and yes to dignity. And I think the Culture Project missionaries help us to communicate this idea of we're a church of yes, not a church of no.
Mm. I think we're getting a clear picture of your enthusiasm.
I hope so. I've been enthusiastic since the start. So I'm just so very grateful. And I, on a personal note, Father Boniface, I've had the delightful opportunity as the ordinary, as bishop, to spend time with them on various occasions. They've come, for example, to high school visits. I make regular high school visits. They've come to those visits and heard me, you know, celebrate Mass, preach, have a Q&A with young people. But also I've had the opportunity on a personal level to visit with them as a group of missionaries, to be in their home, to pray with them, to chat with them, to share a meal with them. And so for me as a bishop also, it's life-giving to spend that time with them, to hear their concerns, their desires, their vision, you know, their dream for the church, and to simply come into relationship with the missionaries themselves. So while they're entering into a relationship with young people and families in our diocese, they're also, I have to share with you, entering into relationship with the bishop, which is a great gift to me.
So you receive a little ministry too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's wonderful to be around life and hope and energy and especially enthusiasm for our Lord.
Really. And that's who the Lord is. And I think that's who the Lord desires us to be. So he wants us to be people of joy, communicating the joy of the gospel. And I think that's the first task for every one of us who are baptized.
Well, I hope that your good example is followed by many others and in other places, and maybe some of our listeners also will think about joining the Culture Project as missionaries.
And I would invite young people who are interested maybe in serving the church in a way that makes an extraordinary difference, in a way that I think forms their own lives in integrity and in holiness and in joy, and also in a way that can be impactful for the future and for future generations. Because we know what's more important than teaching young people and witnessing to young people. Mm. And I'll continue with Christina Barbett to reach out to other dioceses nearby and other bishops and dioceses in the Midwest to try to announce the good news that the Culture Project can bring to our faithful, and not only to our faithful, but you know, they enter into conversations with everyone, not just the Catholic faithful, but folks who are unchurched, maybe folks who have drifted from the church, and in that way bring that joyful message of fidelity to Christ and his church.
Bishop Thomas, thank you so much for taking the time, for your wonderful leadership and example. And
thank you, Father Boniface. If there's any leadership, it's all the Lord's, and and we're just his humble instruments.
Can we turn to him for a moment? Could you lead us in prayer?
Surely. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, strengthen us with Pentecost grace and fill all of us anew with the gifts of your Holy Spirit, so that leading our lives in our given vocations, we might bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit, of which St. Paul speaks: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, charity, modesty, chastity, self-control, so as to give you honor and glory, and bless our Culture Project missionaries and all of their efforts to announce the gospel, to announce the integrity and dignity of each human person, to announce the dignity of our human sexuality as created by God himself, and to announce the joy that comes from living as he desires us to live. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Bishop Thomas, thank you so much.
Thank you, Father Boniface.